tensions have been growing this week between protesters and police in North Dakota. Hundreds of demonstrators met police in downtown Bismarck last night. Another protest is planned outside the city today. And early Monday, 26 people protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline were hospitalized, and hundreds more reported injuries, including hypothermia, after police sprayed protesters with water. Linda Black Elk is a member of the Standing Rock Medic and Healer Council. It's a volunteer group of doctors and tribal healers. And Linda, there's still disagreement over what happened Monday morning. You were there. What did you see?
I was there. And I have to say, I really value truth. And so when I tell you that I saw peaceful water protectors being sprayed with water cannons until the skin was nearly sloughing off of their hands, or until their clothes were so frozen from the cold water that their clothes were crunching, you know, I've seen those things. I saw them throwing canisters. I don't know what they were. I'm not a weapons expert, but they were throwing some type of canister that would make a loud sound when it would land over on the water protector's side of the razor wire fence. I saw them shooting people with rubber bullets and literally targeting peaceful water protectors in the head with these rubber bullets, causing numerous injuries, including broken bones and contusions and cuts deep enough to require numerous stitches.
But the police say they did not use anything strong enough to cause injury, that perhaps it was the protesters who were throwing things, possibly rigging propane tanks as explosives. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that that's very interesting because the action actually took place in a very small area, and there were hundreds of cell phones recording the events of that evening. It's on both sides of that razor
fence. Are you saying the police are not telling the truth here?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, there were other injuries, hypothermia. Your group, it makes it its mission to take care of the people who are out there. What, just generally speaking, what kind of injuries are you seeing as we get deeper into winter? And what kind of equipment and facilities do you have to take care of people out there?
Well, we are seeing a lot of, especially due to the water cannons, we were seeing some severe hypothermia and, as I said earlier, broken bones and such. But normally what we see within camp is simple lung ailments, you know, influenza, the common cold, things like that. Because we don't have a lot of infrastructure, we had been seeing a lot of issues with sanitation, so dysentery and things like that. But we've been dealing with those readily and dealing with the sanitation issues. We have a lot of clean restrooms. People are staying in really beautiful winterized structures like fully lined teepees. We have a lot of Mongolian gairs, also known as yurts, in camp. And it's almost surreal when you come over the hill into camp to see just, you know, hundreds and hundreds of teepees and gairs.
Yeah. So in other words, you're saying that even though winter is setting in, you're in North Dakota, a very cold, windy place, that you're able to hold out and that you can last through the winter with these types of provisions. Is that what you're saying?
No doubt. We, you know, as Native people, we are very acclimated to this land. And, you know, as one of our very famous chiefs, Sitting Bull, said, we're not just acclimated to it, we thrive on this weather.
Well, so what are your plans for the coming months? Because the company behind this pipeline, Energy Transfer Partners, their CEO says he's 100% sure it will move forward under a Trump administration. President-elect Donald Trump has said he will speed up review of pipeline projects. What's your end game here? If that's the case, do you expect these protests to escalate even further than they have already?
All we can do is stand, and that's what we plan to do. We plan to stand. We plan to keep praying. We plan to stay in camp and peacefully resist new fossil fuels infrastructure that will impact our water quality, that violate treaty rights, that destroy sacred sites. We will continue to stand. That's all that we can do. We know and believe that this is probably not the last pipeline that we will have to fight, but we will continue to stand.
But not all the protests have been peaceful so far. I mean, the police are calling some of the actions here riots. I watched a video on the Washington Post. You could see a protester picking up something that was on fire and hurling it towards the police. I mean, don't the protesters have to take some responsibility here.
I don't condone those types of attacks. However, I will say that, you know, we can't control every individual who is on the line, but we always try to deal with people who take actions like that because we believe very firmly in peaceful resistance. One of our elders said that we need to be like stone or like rock and stand unmovable and unshakable, but non-confrontational, praying on the front line. And that's exactly what we plan to do. And that's what we want anyone who comes to stand with us to do.
Linda Black Elk is a member of the Standing Rock Medic and Healer Council, part of those protests out there in North Dakota over the Dakota Access Pipeline. Linda, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.